producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week at this time, there is an hour spent on the radio and on podcasts, people listening to this program all around the country and all around the world, because I'm very passionate about how the American family farmer is getting treated mostly by government and big business. And frankly, I'm sick of it. And that's where the idea of trying to take something that is damning and create the interest and the wherewithal, hopefully, for people to try to change many or most of these things, acknowledging that people, when they're told they can't have certain foods, they get pretty riled up about it. It may be the one game changer that keeps us in the situation we're in or changes it. People are getting very tired of the government telling them what they can and cannot have and metering, especially in the American family farmer circle. They hand out punishment to people who don't do anything wrong, always looking for the bad stuff in the small world instead of the big world. So it's not too complicated, pretty simple. And along the way, I find websites like agriculture.com. Pretty simple, straightforward. Man, I don't know whether these guys had to pay a lot of money for that or not, but what a great website. Jeff Caldwell is the editor for agriculture.com and Successful Farming magazine, something that I've been a subscriber to for a long time. I think it's important for all of us to apprise that successful farming isn't just for dairy farmers or produce people. It's for everybody who's involved in farming. So, Jeff, good to have you here.
Thank you, Doug.
What's your background, by the way? Are you a farm guy?
I grew up on a farm in northwestern Kansas, primarily wheat, and we had about a 300 mama cow herd. And I came to Iowa about 11 years ago and mainly focused on corn soybean production. And like you said, we touch on about everything in the business of farming, from family business issues to policy to agronomy and a lot of business issues, and just kind of run the gamut.
Mm-hmm. How in this Successful Farming magazine deals with farming of all sizes. Where do you find the most interest, though, your readership? What do they tell you about the issues that you bring up in terms of how your focus is, whether it's on the small farming or the large farming?
You know, we're a national publication. However, our kind of our sweet spot is mainly the Corn Belt in the Midwest, and mm-hmm. That's a geography that is sort of ever expanding in the last few years. We primarily kind of from Nebraska on over to Ohio through sort of the traditional Corn Belt. We're starting to see more interest in kind of the Mid-South and the Deep South, and also in the East and in your neck of the woods there.
Right. Yeah.
And we primarily work with like I said, corn and soybean farmers, beef producers and folks like that, and we primarily focus on, I guess, what folks would consider family. It's kind of a blurry line these days between what somebody would consider a family farm and what would be considered a commercial farm. And the fact of the matter is, the vast majority of our readers and users of our website are family farmers, regardless of the size of their operations. And so the family issues and things like farm succession and estate planning, those are definitely big issues for us.
All right, let's talk from your perspective. Jeff Caldwell is with us. He is from Successful Farming magazine. I'm asking this question because I remember seeing an article, and you're right, Successful Farming hasn't been. I don't remember. I remember reading Hord's Dairyman as a kid. That was about the only thing. There were never any newspapers or magazines or anything like Lancaster Farming or Country Journal or the things now that we all read, or at least my world that I'm in. As Successful Farming deals with produce and doesn't really deal with dairy, I will tell you, in the dairy business, there is lots of volatility, and that's why so many of the smaller, medium-sized families, especially family farmer operations that are dairy, are going out of business, because
between the volatility, and it's basically all government. It's the government manipulating the prices, and that's at the favor of the big businesses, the big producers. There's actually only one in the whole country, and there are several smaller regional ones, but there's one company, and they manipulate everything. And so under the circumstances, you're not your own boss. You're subject to whatever the government says you're supposed to be paid. Who ever heard of such a thing? The government doesn't tell the auto manufacturers how much to charge for their cars. So why should they tell the farmers what to charge for the milk? It's this kind of stuff. But what it does is, and the reason I bring it up is because the volatility that you're talking about in the markets, these are all commodities, and they're up and down and sideways depending on how much is grown and where it's being sold and all that stuff that the farmers really have no control over. And again, I use General Motors because General Motors is going to price the car at what it costs them to make it plus what they want for profit, right?
It's a difficult situation for sure for a lot of farmers.
All right, so let's deal with how it is that people can more easily predict or control their costs. One of the things that successful farming has done, it makes there are some great helpful articles in there, including one about keeping your cost down by making sure that your equipment is running well. I have old International 6 Series tractors and Massey Ferguson's. I haven't bought a new tractor for, 13, 14 years. I will never buy a new tractor again. I don't feel that it serves me to pay $40,000 for a tractor. I can buy something pretty similar for $7,000, $8,000, get a lot of work out of it. Yeah, so I have to spend some money maybe on it. But the quality of the new stuff is not what I think is the quality of the old stuff. So I wonder how more and more farmers are depending. Soy and the corn the corn belt and the soybean guys, they're buying new tractors every year because business has been so great. But now they're going to have to change that tune, right?
Yep. You know, it's funny. I always rip my father. They trade cars about every 2 years, and I've got an old Honda that I hope to drive until the wheels fall off.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's sort of a different value proposition, I think, for a lot of guys. You know, like I said, with these last few years, with grain prices very strong, you know, people have been able to invest in their farms, and you know, a lot of it has been in land. That's been kind of the hottest sector, but machinery is one area where a lot of guys have made some pretty substantial investments, and now we have already seen in the last few months, because this sort of drawdown in prices has been so foreshadowed in the last few months, we've already seen a kind of a drawback in the amount farmers are spending on machinery, just kind of tightening their belt. I think it was in a situation where guys could justify spending more money on machinery to maybe expand their acres, and it's sort of a deal where acres expanded, so they needed more iron to take care of all of it, and also another part of that is farmer demographics. You know, in this part of the country, farmers are, you know, our average reader and user of our website is in his late 50s, going on 60 years old, and so we're at a point where there's a demographic shift where there are just fewer farmers out there, so that sort of leads to the need for bigger machinery because there are just fewer guys out there working the land in a lot of places. And so a number of factors like that have sort of converged to create a sort of boom in the machinery market in the last few years. But now, with these grain prices going down and break-evens getting lower and lower, it's getting to the point where guys are starting to sort of kind of re-examine how they're spending their machinery dollars and how they can kind of get a little more out of those dollars. And it's not only does it influence kind of the machinery they buy and the machinery they maintain, but also kind of alternatives like, you know, custom farming. You know, there may be situations where a younger guy, for example, may have some machinery that they can do some custom farming for some guys in the area. And so that's an alternative. Also keeping a close eye on what their machinery costs are in relation to farmers in their area and comparable in size and comparable in what they plant, you know, that's kind of a big measuring stick for how much they're paying for that iron. And there are some alternatives, you know, there are leasing, rental, things like that. And, you know, it could be a situation where we see more of these kind of alternatives like that pop up, I think, in
right.
the future.
Yep. We're discussing on the American Family Farmer on Talkers Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Jeff Caldwell is here from Successful Farming Magazine, a magazine that aims at the farmer who's doing a lot of grain growing. There's a volatility there for sure, no question about that. One of the things that I find troubling, again, government gets in the way too often. There are problems with rail shipping, especially from, I think, the upper Midwest. So the corn, the soybean stuff, wheat farmers have lost because of the delays, like $100 million so far. I don't know. I think that number is this year. And that certainly affects the commodity price because the stuff can't get to market. And these are things that, the grower has no control over whatsoever. You become part of the system, which is regulated way too often by the government. And the fact that there are fewer shippers around, they control the means of distribution, it becomes very complicated. Jeff Caldwell, the editor for Agriculture.com and Successful Farming Magazine, is with us. This is the American Family Farmer.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. As the holidays turn full swing, we turn to digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong to see who he partnered with this year for his digital holiday must-haves. Mario, what's a hot tech gift?
Amazon Echo. It's like having your own Jarvis from Iron Man. It's a hands-free device designed around your voice and begins working as soon as it hears the word Alexa. You can ask it questions, play music, get sports scores, even check local information.
What are two apps to download this holiday?
The TripIt app. This will organize all your travel plans in one place. You can book your travel, forward all those confirmations to TripIt, and get a detailed itinerary with free access anytime on any device. And for a fee, TripIt Pro sends you real-time flight alerts. Plus, anyone with kids under 10 will want the Rhapsody Kids app. It's on their Android or iOS smartphone. It's the first custom streaming music experience for children. Listen and sing together, all in a safe environment where the music is age-appropriate.
Something for the person who's impossible to buy for?
Download the digital HD release of the Tom Cruise global blockbuster movie Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. Critics say the best mission yet. The digital HD release includes cast and crew interviews, plus behind the scenes of how they did those incredible stunts.
Anything exciting for the home?
Check out LG's Twin Wash with Sidekick Pedestal Washer. The Sidekick Pedestal is designed to wash your delicate items below while your regular loads go above. Two loads at the same time, an industry first. Even wash one in hot and the other in cold.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, go to killerapps.com. TV.
Statistics show that close to 70% of people feel stressed during the holidays because they just don't have enough time to get everything done. If you're hosting a dinner, why not let someone else do the work for you? Entertaining expert CeCe Carmichael shares her tips.
When Thanksgiving is at my house, I rely on the heat and serve meal from Boston Market. Roasted turkey and appetizers, sides, rolls, and pies. It's my go-to. It's delicious, super easy, and even minimizes the cleanup. My secret is to pick up a side or dessert a la carte from Boston Market on my way to the party and add my own flair, like chives and garlic to their mashed potatoes.
Dinner is served, but what about if you're a guest?
It doesn't get much easier than Athens Mini Phyllo shells. They're already baked and shaped, so all you have to do is fill and serve. I love scooping chicken salad into the shells and adding a quick garnish, or for your sweet tooth, the options are endless. Your guests can feel good about eating these bites, too. The shells have no saturated fats or cholesterol.
More at videopump.tv.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Continuing on now, this is the American Family Farmer program. Jeff Caldwell with us. We are still the breadbasket, pretty much, what we raise across the area of the country where you are and up in southern Canada. All that stuff needs to be shipped, and it isn't just in our country, it's overseas. We're supplying a lot of countries with the grains that they need. And as the populations increase, you'd think that people would want to make it easier to transport all this stuff instead of more difficult.
It's a tough situation, and a lot of farmers are dependent. Fortunately, the ethanol industry in this part of the world has given farmers a sort of an alternative to shipping it, depending on sort of that longer-term, longer-distance transportation.
Yeah.
And so there are a lot of ethanol plants in Iowa and throughout the Corn Belt, and that gives local farmers who are in close proximity to some of those plants a local alternative. And so that's been one kind of bright spot in the transportation issue, is that there are more terminals for folks to deliver grain. And that's been a big thing for a lot of farmers.
One of the things that I find helpful to give successful farming a plug, or I don't know if it's helpful, is interesting. You have, to go back to the iron that we all own, the tractors, the equipment, things that are hard assets that we borrow against, the essence of lists of auction prices. It's kind of like I look at the Kelley Blue Book for a car or a pickup truck, that kind of stuff. But you always have, or often have, comparisons of various tractors and pieces of equipment that reflect what auction prices have been across the country. That's got to be helpful for a lot of people who are doing private buying of equipment, isn't it?
It is, and that is one area where we see immense interest among farmers, that auction market, and it's a huge area for content for us, because there is so much interest in it. And we see it's almost baffling sometimes, some of the prices we see reported.
I find it fascinating. Yeah, right. I find it very fascinating. Yeah, yeah, it's really
so these late model pieces of equipment are almost bringing prices similar to new, and it just is reflective of that demand we've seen in the last few years, because of sort of this overall, I guess you call it, prosperity in the row crop sector. And now That is another thing that's kind of foreshadowed this downturn in profitability, is those option prices are not scraped in the sky like they were about a year and a half ago.
Well, one of the things about equipment, though, that I find very interesting is the overseas market and how that helps not prop it up, but keep it where it is, the overseas market, because there is the population growing in Asia, and they're trying to grow more sophisticated they're growing the same things, but in a more sophisticated fashion. And so that requires equipment, for the most part, that's only manufactured here. And, well, maybe to a lesser extent to Europe, and Asia's now getting into making tractors and some equipment, but not like we have been making it here. So that's also another sort of a play. Jeff, good to have you here. This has been instructive. Jeff Caldwell helps to put a different face on some of the issues that we've been talking about because of his experience at the website agriculture.com and at Successful Farming Magazine. So check out the web agriculture.com. Lots of suggestions, helpful hints, a way to help make life for the American family farmer better, which is the aim of this program, The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
The holidays, a time for festive gatherings with friends and...
Uncle Eddie.
Surprise!
Family. When having family stay with you gets a little too close for comfort, make America's best value in your spare guest room. Go to ABVI.com and save 15% when you stay now through December 29th. With 1,000 hotels in North America, America's best value in has room for everyone on your list.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Staffen here with another focus on the sorts of things that are important to farming today. This program is aimed at recognizing problems that we have on the family farm. I'm a family farmer. I have a dairy farm outside of Boston in a town called Framingham. Been around cows all my life. So that, along with my broadcasting career, give me a certain amount of expertise in what goes on. I don't need to be a broadcaster. I have expertise when it comes to what's going on the farm, but I guess it helps me to do a program like this. So in that way, maybe this is helpful for all of us. You can check out my farm at Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, or on Facebook, facebook.com/good day. Sorry, good day. That's my radio program, /Eastley Farm. Joining us now on the program is Elizabeth Power. Elizabeth is what one would describe as an urban farmer, perhaps a gardener. She, I think, fancies herself as someone who comes out of an era that might include Woodstock. There's a certain amount of hipness to your voice, Elizabeth. Am I right or not?
Yeah. I actually was at Woodstock as an extremely young adolescent.
I would not.
And I remember it.
Yeah, you remember it well. What do you remember most about Woodstock? It was aimed at helping farmers, sort of, but not really.
I remember the thing that was a shaping part of my young life was Jimi Hendrix ripping out the Star Spangled Banner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people hear that, and it still brings back memories for lots of different reasons with people.
Yes, and right. The other thing I remember is a tremendous amount of mud and too many people.
Right. There were lots of mud. I remember. I wasn't there, but I remember seeing all the pictures. So what do you, the fellow's name was Max Younger or Yeager or something like that. It was his farm, if I remember correctly.
Right.
Was that your first ever appearance on a farm, or do you have family ties?
Oh, no. I have family background. My mother's father's people were farmers in rural western North Carolina, and my mother was actually the home extension club woman of the year, and my mother's mother, rather, back in the 60s. And I grew up in an area just rife with farming and farmers. In fact, my house was built on the old hog lot from the family farm, and I was the fifth generation on that land. So I have had dirt on my hands for a very long time. And in that area, still have friends where the Christmas activity, because it's gotten so warm at Thanksgiving, was to butcher hogs, which is what I did over Christmas holiday this year.
So where was the original farm? Where was your original family farm?
Caldwell County, North Carolina, which is in the foothills, the foothills. It's the last county on the southern edge of the southeastern edge of Appalachia in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. The closest area you might know might be Lenore or Boone, famed for cabbage and kraut. But we were on the edge of the county on the south side. My mother's father's people had at one point in time a couple of hundred acres, and it had, as the generations waxed and waned, it whittled down to about 13 for my great aunt Clyde, who lived on the south end, and 12 for my grandparents, who lived on the north end, and we had a third of an acre in the middle. And there were gardens all around us, but my mother's generation gave up farming and went to gardening and moved into education.
So then what's the difference for those who are unwashed between a farmer and a gardener? We call them, in my neck of the woods in Massachusetts, we call them truck farms, farm gardens, that sort of thing, because there are flowers and vegetables that are grown on these farms. And I'm thinking about the area of North Carolina that you came from. It's a very good, there's great land there, a lot of great farms. Yeah. It's becoming very popular. I'm sure the focus there and the forces that be are not kind to farmers in that the value of the land is going up because so many people want to move to this area.
Right.
And that's what
right. It's
well.
The same challenge farmers everywhere deal with.
Yep.
Develop it or grow food on it.
Right, exactly. I'm having that same thing with my farm in Massachusetts, whether I have to develop it to pay off the bank or can I get something done to save the farm. That's the gist
right.
of what, as you said, a lot of us are going through. As a result of the pressure, there are new ways of farming that are being developed. And I wonder, as we think about, again, the mission of this program is to understand problems that family farmers are having and how they're dealing with it. I actually am thinking about the hydroponic, say it again, Doug. There it is. The hydroponic plans. Somebody has approached me to put up a hydroponic plant on my farm, which I am likely to consider seriously because it is it's a help. The focus on the locavore movement,
right.
That is people wanting to have their own food grown in front of them, whether they grow it themselves
yes.
or whether they know where it's being grown. I know on my dairy farm, hundreds and hundreds of people come every week to watch the cows being milked. And they want to see and know the cows because they want to know what they're putting in their bodies. And I suppose, in a sense, that's a good way for this movement to expand, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an excellent movement for this movement to expand. As an urban farmer and the locavore in my own neighborhood, I have a half an acre. And that doesn't sound like a lot, except that there are four or five families that eat off of my half acre.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not I'm on the road teaching, as I often am, it's a way of building community, a way of increasing nutritional value, a way of keeping food local, increasing the security on my property. And the hydroponic movement you're talking about is fabulous, especially for old abandoned buildings.
Mm-hmm. Some of the people that I know who are in agriculture think people like you are dreamers, that you're not really what farming is all about. You're city folks. And many of the people who are doing this are older people, people that are living on subsistence, some people living on government programs, that sort of thing. And they are the core. They aren't really farmers. What do you say to them?
From one perspective, I totally see their point of view. And from another, I think they're full of hooey. And that's because, you know, a farmer is someone who grows something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
The small family farmer, which I hope lasts for the next 30 generations, mm-hmm. I cannot believe, you know, agribusiness, I'm pretty much against agribusiness in terms of the large farming operations that have industrialized food growth.
Well, they've done it in concert. That's one of my hot buttons, Elizabeth. By the way, we're talking to Elizabeth Power. Her website is elizabethpower.com. She is a great spokesperson for that which is being done in many of our communities, small plots, growing a lot of food in a very a constructive, very organized way. You mentioned agribusiness. Agribusiness has infuriated most of the people that are involved in family farming in my area to the point where they can see how easily these big companies are influencing government policy to affect them, and how they're screwing literally with the small family farmers. There's no better example of that than the so-called FDA's new law for or the regulations that are being promulgated to supposedly make food safer. I forget the FSA Act or something like that, Food and Health Safety Act, which is a bunch of baloney. It is aimed at putting the small farmer out of business and enhancing the value of the big farms and farmers. And if you don't stand up and fight and express what is wrong and make sure that everybody hears it, then you're contributing to the delinquency of an adult.
Absolutely. And that is exactly why in my world, living in on the edge of Nashville and within sight of the skyline, I choose to be a small urban farmer and to help people learn how to battle food deserts with local plots. There's a lot of stuff we can't grow. We can't grow to the volume that people can grow with larger plots. But we can reduce the food deserts a little bit. We can increase the nutritional value for older people, people on fixed incomes. Subsistence farming is not necessarily a poverty-based farming. It can be, there are a lot of subsistence activities, hunting, gathering, farming, fishing, that people have used for thousands of years that only when, frankly, white European people like me came into the world, began to be considered less than. To be able to give to the ground and to grow things and get, so there's that cycle of I give from the land, I receive from the land, makes me a lot more conscientious about what I'm doing environmentally.
Well,
and it's a way of reducing stress. I mean, you probably don't know this, Doug. Dirt has a bacteria in it that acts like Prozac.
I'll have to look into that. I know that from my vocation, which is the broadcasting business, radio and the like, I find great solace when I get on one of my tractors, and I will in the good weather months, as soon as we can find some good weather months, I'll spend as much time on a tractor as I will behind a microphone every day, and sometimes more, because of what you've just said. I don't. I refer to it as getting grounded, but it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. And by the way, somebody like you and somebody like me who's had their hands in the dirt, compare that to many of the people who are supporters of the locavore movement but don't have a clue, who protect, or they think they're protecting their children. Ooh, ooh, it's dirty, don't touch it. Or don't get your hands in the dirt, or don't touch manure, or don't touch things that are the ways that those of us who have been healthy all of our lives stay healthy. Our immune systems are built around the fact that we have been in the dirt and still stay in the dirt.
Absolutely. I'll tell you something else, which is a tangent almost, but yet not really. There's an agency I work with in Hawaii called Ku'aloha Olamau. They are an opiate addiction treatment center. They have a recidivism rate of under 15% across 5 years. And one of the things that they use that makes such a difference to the folks that they're helping get clean and stay clean from opiates is they have a taro patch and a sweet potato patch, and everybody who's a part of their community tills that ground and works those vegetables and helps to keep the cycle going.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things also that comes out of, what we eat, the essence of all of the, to sort of correspondingly talk about big pharma in the same breath as big ag, there are a lot of people in big pharma don't want you doing these things because they're and people have done a lot of research in the last 15, 20 years into how what you eat affects your health and well-being to fare thee well. It's really very interesting and important. And I don't know whether the people who grew up on the farm or those who are around farms like we are just have it cognitively. But in essence, what we're saying here is that there are a lot of foods you can eat which will take care of even the severity of the programs you were just talking about. You eat the right stuff.
Exactly.
Put the right things in your body. You don't need drugs.
Food is medicine. food is the medicine that the Chinese and the indigenous people in this country and the people, the Mayans, the indigenous people of all countries have always used food as medicine. And there are many, many ways in which that continues to be true. If you take warfarin, for example, or any other clotting agent or thinning agent for your blood, perhaps because of cardiac disease, you really shouldn't get too much vitamin K. That means you should leave off the leafy greens. But you can eat all the iceberg lettuce you want, for which I personally have no use, except that my brother-in-law takes an anti-clotting medicine, and therefore he has to adjust what he eats with his vitamin K. Can't eat spinach, collards, kale, turnip greens, leafy greens. The dark leafy greens are off because of that. I tend to have a wrestle with a little bit of a bowel disorder, mm-hmm. and I therefore tend to watch the kind of fiber I eat. You know, the food is medicine, always has been, always will be. And we are the ones, small farmers to large farmers, gardeners to people who grow on vertical walls on the back of their houses. We're the ones who really help keep an understanding of the relationship between life and land going.
This is with Power, who's with us. We're discussing a certain type of agriculture, the needs, and the way that you can supply the needs. You don't need an ag education here.
We'll wrap this conversation up on this week's edition of The American Family Farmer.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, Grainger. Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? WORK. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. As the holidays turn full swing, we turn to digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong to see who he partnered with this year for his digital holiday must-haves. Mario, what's a hot tech gift?
Amazon Echo. It's like having your own Jarvis from Iron Man. It's a hands-free device designed around your voice and begins working as soon as it hears the word Alexa. You can ask it questions, play music, get sports scores, even check local information.
What are two apps to download this holiday?
The TripIt app. This will organize all your travel plans in one place. You can book your travel, forward all those confirmations to TripIt, and get a detailed itinerary with free access anytime on any device. And for a fee, TripIt Pro sends you real-time flight alerts. Plus, anyone with kids under 10 will want the Rhapsody Kids app. It's on their Android or iOS smartphone. It's the first custom streaming music experience for children. Listen and sing together, all in a safe environment where the music is age-appropriate.
Something for the person who's impossible to buy for?
Download the digital HD release of the Tom Cruise global blockbuster movie Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. Critics say the best mission yet. The digital HD release includes cast and crew interviews, plus behind the scenes of how they did those incredible stunts.
Anything exciting for the home?
Check out LG's Twin Wash with Sidekick Pedestal Washer. The Sidekick Pedestal is designed to wash your delicate items below while your regular loads go above. Two loads at the same time, an industry first. Even wash one in hot and the other in cold.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, go to KillerApps.tv.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
The holidays. A time for festive gatherings with friends and...
Uncle Eddie.
Surprise.
Family. When having family stay with you gets a little too close for comfort, make America's best value in your spare guest room. Go to ABVI.com and save 15% when you stay now through December 29th. With 1,000 hotels in North America, America's best value in has room for everyone on your list. Even Uncle Eddie.
If you're planning
any card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Here in the last few minutes is Elizabeth Power. Elizabeth has been listed as one of the hottest 25 speakers in Executive Meetings magazine, I can imagine. You've authored a book called How to Get Happier and Why You Should Try. Is that simply in one page? Become a farmer? Is this a one-page book?
It does say eat more dirt.
Right. Well, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. Are you talking to farm groups or talking to people in general about this? Are you getting response to your message that you feel is hopeful and fruitful?
Yes, I am. And I talk to people in faith communities of all sorts, from Christian to Jewish to Buddhist and more. I talk to groups of parents and teachers and old people. It's all about using community building through the common element of soil and dirt to help reduce the incidence of overwhelming events and help people have more management skills. It's all about having better lives, however we can, in ways that are sensitive and sensible.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you talk about is the connection between family farmers and their stress level. That is how hard it is. And again, I can speak to this in terms of the dairy business. I can't speak to it. I've seen a lot of people who are in the corn and bean business make a whole lot of money the last 10 years or so. People doing produce, depends on how they do. A lot of farms have become agricultural destinations, sort of tourist spots. But that's not raising food. That's dealing with their own economic realities, and I have to say that I do that on my farm as well, because even though I charge $12.50 for a gallon of raw milk in a glass bottle, it still is nowhere near enough to pay what it costs to run a farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. It just isn't. So do you want to pay the price for having agriculture there? Do we want to try to get the price down by dealing with suburban and urban problems directly, as you are, or do we just kind of give up? The people that come and visit my farm are very interested in keeping the farm going. I just got to make sure that there are enough of them. But the reason that it's a stress or a reason that it's a problem is because, again, we go back to government attitudes, the news media don't really get what's going on. So a lot of people have just, kids have not wanted to go on in the family farm. Let's develop the land, or we'll just get out and dad can sell the land to somebody else, or he can hire somebody to run the farm. We don't want to do it. And so in that circumstance, there has to be a way, and I don't think that we're organized well enough. I say that people of like minds to influence government policy yet, frankly. And maybe because the agribusiness is so inculcated in that. I mean, the second guy at the FDA is from Monsanto. How do you deal with that? How do you influence when there's all that influence that's there?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that I've discovered about influence is that sometimes if you look at the crucial conversations and the critical moments and the goal that you have in mind, it may be something very small rather than something very large.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds like a platitude.
No, it's sage. It's very sage, actually, yeah.
Yeah, there's a great book called The Influencer. And Influencer is by the same group of guys who used to be associated with Stephen Covey, who wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Mm-hmm.
And in The Influencer, it talks about case studies where folks have reduced hospital deaths by hundreds of thousands with one small change, where they have almost eradicated guinea worm disease, which used to kill millions of people,
yep.
And now there are down to less fewer than 10,000 instances in the world. And it wasn't through identifying some major social process they had to adjust. It was the one crucial decision, the one critical process. I think in order for family farmers and those of us who are, perhaps some would call me a wannabe farmer, those of us who would like to see food that is healthy grown without genetically modified seeds, being able to use the heirloom seeds that have been in our families for generations, being able to live in that kind of harmonious chain of production that you and I have been talking about, we need to get exceptionally creative and exceptionally smart relative to how we do business, how we begin to find the cracks and the crevices in things like the FDA's processes, and how we continue to persevere, perhaps how we are organized. The most critical thing, I think, is for us to maintain an attitude of, this is possible. This is absolutely possible, and we can attain the can continue the ability to grow food in a way that is viable, not only for us financially. We don't have to necessarily become the billionaires that the Monsantos are. We do have to pay the bills. We do need to have something to leave our children or the other folks to whom we wish to leave a legacy.
Well, it's very important consideration. ElizabethPower.com. Go to that website to be inspired. I guarantee you, you will go away after you've spent some time there thinking more and better, more clearly perhaps, about the opportunities that exist for those who want to take advantage of the opportunities. So ElizabethPower.com. Check her out. Elizabeth, thank you for being here on The American Family Farmer on Talkers Radio at Talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.